It's National Game and Puzzle Week, and that led us to speak with Walter Wick, the artist whose photographs, along with author Jean Marzolo's riddles, have been challenging viewers, young and old alike, through their I Spy books. Wick's latest book, Dream Machine, is one of his Can You See What I See picture adventures, and it's based on the qualities of visual discrimination that he builds into all his work.
What I try to do is take advantage of the fact that this search and find game is very accessible to kids of all ages. And so now that I got their attention with that kind of game, I try to design it intelligently so that there are other layers of things for kids to discover. You know, for example, one of the most popular shots is from I Spy School Days, which is a picture we call Levers, Ramps, and Pulleys. And it's a construction I made out of blocks and toys that is a Rube Goldberg type of contraption. And it has more than 85 moving parts. And there's a marble that sits on the top of a tower. You can sort of see the potential of that marble when it starts to roll. And so when kids who have read this book and found all the things in the rhyme, they also have figured out what those 85 moving parts would do once the marble starts rolling. So I like to build in these kinds of puzzles or things that to think about. So because the game is so accessible and kids do like to spend so much time with it, I try to take advantage of that and make it as rich an experience as possible. There's quite a variety of photographic styles that I bring to these search and find games, but each one has to work on its own. And each picture is not complete to me unless I can look at the picture for long, long periods of time. And that my eyes really want to roam around from object to object to object to object and just keep going and going and going and going. I design the pictures so that you want to look at them. If you just really took the same toys and threw them down on a table and took a picture, you wouldn't want to look at it for long. You could make a game out of it, and you might want to play the game, but you wouldn't have the pleasure of looking. It's controlled spontaneity.